Please remain standing for the gospel reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today. Breathe on us the breath of life. Amen. When my nephew Nathan was 4 years old, my mom and I took him and his sister shopping to Outdoor World in Aubrey Mills. When we entered the store, we went to the kids section. And within the first few minutes of being there, he spotted this camping vest for kids, and it had all these cool little pockets on the outside to put stuff in. And he immediately fell in love with it. He, you know, picked it up and was going to try it on, and he asked my mom if she would buy it for him. He actually begged her to buy it for him, as most grandkids do to their nanas. And she said, well, we can't get it today, but maybe we'll get it for your birthday. Now, his birthday was not until November, and this was June. So having to wait 4 months is a long time for a four-year-old. But we left the store that day with Nathan having to wait. 4 months later, on his birthday, he was opening his presents, and he got to the present that my mom had got for him. And he quickly tore it open, opened it up, and there was the camping vest that he had been waiting for. His eyes lit up, and he put that camping vest on and wore it for the rest of the party. Nathan, that year, experienced what it's like to wait and long for something. We have entered the season of waiting. This is the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of a new church year, and we begin a new church year not with the birth of Christ, but with a story of waiting. Advent is the season where we rehearse the story of the people of Israel who are waiting. They are waiting and longing for something, and it is more than a camping vest. As we have heard from the prophet Jeremiah earlier in the service, the people of Israel and Judah are waiting for the Messiah to come and save them. Both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah have been attacked by other empires, and they have been taken away from their homeland into exile. They are longing for the Messiah to come and save them from their captors and return them back home. They are an Advent people, waiting for the Messiah to come. Now, we, living in the 21st century, know what happens next in this story. The longed-for Messiah comes into the world as the baby Jesus. God comes to earth as a human and ultimately dies and rises from death to deliver not only God's people, but all people in the whole world from evil, sin, and death. However, we also know on this side of the story that we are still dealing with evil, sin, and death. We are still dealing with forces that seek to destroy, systems that are unjust, people who are suffering with illness, war, unrest, and violence. The longed-for Messiah who came into the world as a baby and human did usher in God's kingdom of peace, love, and justice. Jesus did begin the redemptive work of saving us from things that seek to destroy us. Jesus did raise people from the dead, heal the sick, show love to the forgotten. Jesus did enter death and rise from it, thereby defeating the power of death. However, Jesus did not fully bring God's kingdom to earth. He began the redemptive work, but didn't finish it. God's kingdom of peace, love, and justice hasn't fully been established here on earth. And so we find ourselves waiting. We are waiting for God to fulfill the promise that Jesus gave us when he ascended to heaven after his resurrection. We are waiting for Jesus to return to earth to completely save us from all suffering, evil, sin, and death. We are waiting for God's kingdom to fully come to earth in peace, love, and joy. We are an Advent people, waiting for our Messiah to come again. Now, as we wait, there is a temptation to forget about what we are waiting for. As we get caught up in the busyness of life, our attention and energy is poured into our immediate day-to-day schedules and demands. We have to make sure the bills are paid, the groceries are bought, dinner is fixed, our to-do lists at our jobs at our home get done. And we can get so busy that we forget that we are waiting for something more important than the hustle and bustle of life. That is why Luke tells us to be alert. Be on guard so that our hearts are not weighed down with the worries of this life. We are to be alert, remembering that the worries of this life are not final. We are waiting for the Messiah to come again and completely save us from these worries, heal the brokenness in our lives, and bring wholeness and life to the entire world. This call to be alert brings action to our waiting. So that our waiting is not like waiting in the waiting room of a doctor's office. When you're waiting in the doctor's office, you're left to wait by yourself for the doctor to see you. The doctor does not come out of his or her office to the waiting room to be with you. You're left to sit there and wait for your name to be called to see the doctor. Waiting for Jesus to return is not like waiting to see the doctor. God has not left us to wait passively in the waiting room of life. God is with us while we wait. And God is at work in, through, and around us while we wait. God is working to bring the kingdom of God near. And we are called to be alert to God's activity in and around us. We are called to an active waiting that is filled with hope. Henry Nouwen was a Catholic priest, professor, and author. And he said this, active waiting means to be present fully to the moment. In the conviction that something is happening where you are and that you want to be present to it. A waiting person is someone who is present to the moment, who believes that this moment is the moment. As an Advent people, we are called to an act of waiting where we are alert and fully present to what God is doing in, through, and around us in the present moment. So how do we do this? How can we be alert and fully present to God's saving activity around us? The Gospel of Luke tells us to stand up and raise our heads. That requires action on our part. It requires prayer for strength, prayer for openness to let go of distractions. It requires letting go of worry about the future and paying attention to the love, peace, and joy that is available in the present moment. It requires us to raise our heads and look around us. To raise our heads out of the despair that can come from being absorbed in our own heartache and pain. To see the love that is being offered to us now. To raise our heads out of the fear that can come from being focused on all that is going wrong in life. To see the hope that is being born in our lives and in the world now. To raise our heads out of the loneliness and isolation that can come from shouldering the worries of life on our own, to see the help and belonging that is being offered to us now in community. We are called to stand and raise our heads in hope and courage, because God has not left us alone in the waiting room. God is with us and is at work, and we are called to be an Advent people who are at work, because we have work to do. While we wait for Jesus to return, we have work to do. Part of being alert, standing and raising our head, is to see the work of God and to participate in that work. To participate in the work of building God's kingdom here on earth. Jesus began that work, and we have a role to play in continuing that work while we wait. During the Second World War, German paratroopers invaded the island of Crete in Greece. When they landed at Malmö, they overtook the island, and many residents of villages there were lined up and shot. There was a Greek boy named Alexander Papadaris, who was 6 years old when the war started. His home village was destroyed, and he was imprisoned in a concentration camp. After the war ended, and years later, when Alexander was an adult, he became convinced that his people needed help to let go of the hatred the war had unleashed. To help in this process, he founded an Institute for Peace and Understanding that is overlooking the place where the German invasion occurred. He founded the Institute of Peace in the place that embodied the horrors and hatreds of war. Alexander became a professor, and one day, at the end of his lecture, one of his students asked him, "What is the meaning of life?" And there was nervous laughter from some of the other students because it was such a weighty question. But Alexander answered it. He opened his wallet, took out a small round mirror, and held it up for everyone to see. During the war, he was just a small boy when he came across the remnants of a motorcycle wreck. The motorcycle had belonged to German soldiers. Alexander saw pieces of broken mirrors along the road, and he picked them up and tried to put them together, but he couldn't. So he took the largest piece, and he scratched it against a stone to make the edges smooth and the mirror round. And then he used it as a toy. He was fascinated by the way that he could use it to shine light into holes and crevices. He kept that mirror with him as he grew up, and over time it came to symbolize something important for him. It became a metaphor for what he might do with his life. He answered his student in class that day by saying this, "I am a fragment of a mirror whose whole design and shape I do not know. Nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places, into the dark places in the hearts of men, and change some things in some people. Perhaps others may see and do likewise. This is what I'm about. This is the meaning of my life." We lit the first candle of Advent in the Advent wreath this morning. And each Sunday we will light another and add to the light until we light the Christ candle on Christmas Eve. Christ is the light who has come and is coming into the world. And while we wait for the light to fully come, we are called to share the light that we have. We are called to reflect light into the dark places, to provide food and clothes for those in need, to show love to the unloved, to offer a comforting hug to those who are lonely and hurting, to listen to those who need to be heard, to pray for those who need healing and help to bring about that healing when we can, to welcome the stranger and the vulnerable into our community, to give of our resources to help others, to forgive those who hurt us, to protect and preserve this earth that God created, and to stand up against injustice and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. We are called to continue God's redemptive work in the world while we wait for Jesus to return. And God promises to be with us, to partner with us in this work. We have work to do. As we begin our journey toward Christmas, may we remember that we are an Advent people who are actively waiting. May God's Spirit empower us to be alert, to stand and raise our heads in hope, courage, and action as we continue to build God's kingdom here on earth. Amen.